Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hello? Do. We don't need God, the last thing we need is for Blitz to have a kid.
Or is it Anna? I mean, I think Blitz would be good. Anna, oof.
Together, yeah, they would be, you know.
That's true.
Probably pretty good. But I just don't want to deal. I mean, I just don't want to deal with her negative bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, she's a fucking paper tiger. He would be a good dad.
Yep.
She would just be fucking, she'd paper tiger the shit out of the kid.
Fuck. No, that's not true.
Anna, oof.
Together. Together.
Oh, jeez.
She would probably mess the kid up a little bit.
Well, who doesn't mess their kid up?
That's half the fun.
Let me tell you, that kid would have a lot of fucking hobbies.
Don't ask how your parents can mess you up. Don't ask Tyler that one.
Tyler's a well-adjusted boy.
Yeah, he's pretty well-adjusted.
I mean, from, you know.
I mean, I got to say, being my dad. With.
He was born from blood and didn't turn into Dexter, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't. I mean, I don't know. How about your daughters? What are the, you have two, don't you?
One.
No, just one.
You have one.
Can I have
one
a second?
That I know of.
Are you interested in having another?
No.
By the way, the Bubba the Love Sponge show, March 24th. Uncensored after show.
Only I'm 40. My wife's just turned 38. Then bad things start to happen. I'm not having another kid.
Yeah.
No, no way. Not tempting fate. I have a good one. I'm going to just...
If you both were younger, would you consider having a second?
If I was younger and I didn't have four geriatrics living with me, yes. Mm.
If I was, if I had stayed with Tyler's mom or the person that I made Tyler with, we were madly in love and had a really solid relationship, I would have liked to had maybe three or four kids.
What?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know before you got your vasectomy, you talked about having some with your wife.
Yeah. Like Heather, we were thinking about having a couple.
Because you had a son from previous, she had a daughter from previous, and you guys were going to have one or two together.
I mean, if you're going to take it to the next white trash level, you got to have one together then.
You dodged that bullet, though, man. That was the best decision I think you've made in your life.
Yeah, thanks.
That would have been awful for you.
Financially, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But I did have a Regina prenup, but you throw
not
a
prenup. Doesn't matter with kids.
That, yeah, you add kids to that mix, you can throw that prenup away.
Well, not really. You can the kid's nothing but an equation, Brian.
No, the kid's nothing but an equation. But in a situation like that, in a toxic situation like that, the kid becomes a pawn.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Timothy Fitzpatrick, 999.
That's Tyler's middle name, Tyler Pawn Clem.
That's only because you tried to pawn him off at one point.
Yeah, I tried to put him on on Amazon Marketplace.
I remember my ex used to always call me up. She's like, I'm going to be late. I'm like, why? She goes, Bubba left his baby with me. He had to go to a meeting,
yeah.
And I'm stuck watching him.
I called Kelly. Yeah? What are you doing? Nothing? Can you drive clear to Tierra Verde? Didn't she live at USF area?
No, we lived in freaking Newport Richey, man.
Yeah, can you drive to Tierra, which is an hour, and watch my kid? You can just stay the night here and leave for work here if you want. Stay upstairs. She was so good to me.
We just were in the wrong moment in our lives to be together. So
for 11 years?
Together 11 years.
Oh.
We were married for 5 or 6.
Oh.
And, yeah, 5.
You think she pinches herself on how well you did in life?
No, I think she's happy with her life. I'm happy with mine.
She remarried?
Yeah, we both did.
Which one of my exes would want me back? Probably none.
Why don't we call them all up and ask?
Well, let me just think. Jill.
Let me find the numbers for the local garages Tampa, and we can call them.
Here's the bottom line.
Find them.
The obvious, the funny answer, I feel like Mark Homer. The funny answer is no. But deep down.
Like super deep.
Deep down. I've had a pretty damn good ride. I only had a couple years of being really, really low, 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
I've pulled the nose up since. We're doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm like, not only am I, you know, paying my bills, but I bought a $6,800 Mercedes from Tom.
Sure did. Going on more vacations.
I'm going on vacations.
Everywhere Tom Bean has properties, you will go.
If Tom Bean owns a tent in Minnesota, I'm there tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
It's being the nicest tent in the world.
It will be. But I'm just saying, like, I'm enjoying it.
Hey, Bubba, I just bought a Christmas tree farm somewhere in Oregon. Do you want to go up there?
Yeah, I'll be there next weekend. Eric Carroll, book it. And so, you know, I got several trips planned. I got a trip to Reno planned in May.
Yep.
I got a trip, I think, to Indiana planned, I think, in June.
Nice.
Cool.
I think I'm going to go to the cabin in July.
LJ again?
LJ, yeah. And then I'm going to try to get a few condo visits in there.
Nice.
Brian, are we going to do a show retreat?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, okay.
Wait, maybe. In LJ?
No, in a...
Have you been to the condo, Brian?
No, I haven't.
No, for real.
Brian was very upset today when he learned he wasn't...
I'm not upset. I've been told I could use it. I just don't impose.
Listen, it's so not... Like, Tom and Gina are super cool about it. Like, and they got it all set up for you. Like, it's really not imposing as long as you're a good guest and you clean up after yourself and you...
Well,
you
know, I'll tell you the real reason is I know my wife will want to go and bring Aria for a beach weekend, and I'm waiting for Aria to be a little bit older. So
how old is she?
She's going to turn 4 in a month.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm waiting for her to be a little bit older so that she doesn't wreck the place.
What day?
What do you mean doesn't wreck the place? You look at your kid and you say, if you...
I want to get my daughter's birthday out over there.
You look at your kid.
I don't know.
You grab him on the arm. You grab your kid. You grit your teeth. You say, listen, I'm telling you something right now.
I don't need to do that with her.
Well, I'm just...
You should, though.
I'm just trying to tell you, perfect parenting 101. You got to listen?
Yeah, Brian.
You grab her.
Uh-huh.
You
hold on. Yoke her up. Uh-huh.
You grab her arm. Yoke it up a little bit.
Okay.
And you go, listen. We're staying at a real expensive place. And you need to keep your hands off of stuff.
Don't touch a damn thing.
Don't break nothing. Don't do nothing.
Don't look at anything.
Or I'll beat your ass.
Or I'll beat your ass. You know that little beach you like to run up and down? Beat your ass if you do anything.
Yeah. Works great.
Yes, it's interesting.
Okay. And that little kid. And then if the kid starts running around, I'm like,
kid goes, okay, goes to the room and goes, I hope my...
I told you.
No, what does every kid say? I wish my dad would die.
Well, mine hasn't said that yet.
That you know
saying,
of.
Well, I'm just saying.
Jeez,
meanwhile,
Blitz.
Your kid, you have to wait for your kid to get a little bit older.
You just told on yourself, Blitz.
you have to wait for your little kid to get a little older so you can control it. Like, you should be able to control your kid right now.
It's not a matter of control.
Yes, you own
it's
them,
It's a
Brian.
Matter of
They're
accidents
property.
Happen.
Yeah. Kids are property.
Like women.
Spill things. Kids make messes. You can't, I mean, a well-behaved kid is still messy.
Nuh-uh.
Nope.
Not if they're only allowed to eat in a certain area.
Right.
You're eating right here. Right.
Yeah, outside.
Here.
You bring those little blow-up pools into the condo, and she can only eat in the blow-up pool.
Yeah, there you go. Book knows.
Man, you should if you have the opportunity, man. That place, everybody here has seen it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it is like
granted on fleek.
I didn't even know Tom Bean was that pimp of a pimp.
Lummy says there's wieners everywhere.
They have great artwork, Brian. You'd appreciate it.
It's a
great
lot,
artwork.
A lot of phallic artwork.
Yes.
No, there's not any phallic at all.
Lummy just sees wieners everywhere he goes.
Lummy just sees phallics.
He's telling on himself.
No, if you look, Brian, you'll see it.
Brian, I'll tell you, it is
in everything, Brian, in everything.
It, what, you, your wife.
That bed looks like a penis.
Isn't there? Hold on. This is the problem. You got four grandparents that you got shacked up at the crib, right?
Yes.
Well, why don't you take your wife for, like, get there on Friday, go back on Sunday kind of deal. Have them watch The Little Monster, and you have a nice weekend with your wife. You'll be blasting her over those railings, I promise you.
Yeah, just like Tom
Bean
does.
She's afraid of heights. It won't be over the railings, but yeah.
Okay.
I did that once with a girl at Sky Point, and it was a little weird feeling being on the fear of the balcony holding. Like,
Tommy.
I didn't want to have a bubble.
But Brian, some of the windows don't have things on the
screens
on them, so you could do it right, like,
yeah,
push
Pelican
out the window.
Could just fly in.
Yeah, Pelican.
Yeah.
Pelican.
Anyway, Brian, I just can't believe that's your partner. You know that if you walked in and said, hey, Gina, you know, can you have Tom look at the schedule? See, they'd pencil you right on in there. Well, maybe they don't like you as much as they like me. I don't know. They didn't have a problem with me having it at all, and I loved it.
No, I mean, they've had a lot of people there. Not a lot, but they've offered it to me, but...
Man, you must not love your wife, then, if you don't want to just blast her.
We have traveled a lot since November, so, I mean, it's not like we're wanting for...
Where'd you guys go on a cruise? Where'd you go?
Well, we went out on the MSC Maravilla, and we went, it's just their private island. We don't even get off when it stops in Nassau anymore.
Okay.
We're just so over that place. And then we went out also on the Independence of the Seas twice.
Those both out of the Cape?
Once with the kid, once without. All of them out of Port Canaveral.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also went to the Baja Mar in Nassau for 5 days in early November for her best friend's 40th. That place is awesome.
How much is that? How much does that cost?
It'll set you back. It'll set you back. We got
Well, give me a price.
So we got a
it's probably expensive, like $100, $125 a night.
We got a
it's not my budget.
Right, mine too.
We got a one bedroom with a full kitchen because on her for her friend's 40th, I brought in a local private chef to cook us dinner, a private dinner in the room.
And how much that cost?
I think it was like $600 a night.
Do they make Big Macs?
Listen, buddy, I know you can do the Ginsu knife and stuff, but can you throw together a couple 2-all beef patty special sauce?
Yeah, do you know how to make special sauce?
On
yeah.
a sesame seed bun? Say it,
So
cousy.
Now, Brian, have you ever been to one of those places like, Lummy, you might be able to send it to me, like I think Sandals Resort or something where like the huts are in the water?
Yeah, I haven't done that, but I'm obviously aware of them.
And like, you know, your bedroom is like inside of a fish tank or something like that.
Yeah, you got nice. A butler and all that.
Yeah, what are those things? Can I get those for $3.99 a night?
No, but you can get it for about $1,500 a night per person. With like an overwater with a butler, yeah.
Therefore, I'm not going.
All inclusive though, so you're
I can stay at Larry
food.
Plummer's at all inclusive Sloppy Joe's for free. Hello, yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah,
I'm from Philly. How you doing, man?
Hey, Brian from Philly. How are you?
Good. I got my sign here, and I'm looking at it. And Blitz, don't you know how to write cursive? It looks like a third grader wrote Blitz K.
Yeah, okay. It's because I don't sign it in cursive, idiot.
He signs it Whoa. The way he signs
yeah, no
it.
Shit, don't you know how?
Of course I do.
He signs it the way he signs it, Brian.
Did you know that's not my name? Fucking moron.
Dick.
Oh, you're all offended now?
Well, I mean,
yeah, because you're an idiot.
You came in somewhat offensive.
I'm not an idiot.
I will say, he's smart for a guy from Philly.
Doesn't take much, though.
Dude, I have a degree.
His brother can't take the fucking trash out.
I'm 55 and I retired. Hey, that's not cool, dude. Come on.
Hey, you started with the also, nonsense. Yeah.
It is pretty brutal all over you didn't sign in cursive. I don't think it's proportionate to the heat we're giving back.
You started all this bullshit, Brian.
Everyone else is in cursive except for him. It just looks so out of place.
Well, great. Then fucking throw it away, buddy.
Yeah.
Wayne Rain Riker.
Buy another one. I won't sign it.
Let me send me some more.
Okay.
Like,
but I can't bust balls and you get all offended.
No,
jeez,
Brian, you can't.
Really thin skin.
Brian, shut the fuck up. Of course you can bust balls. We're just a little bit tired right now, okay? And fuck. You're coming in with your Philly bullshit. Blitz signs his name the way he fucking signs his name. Block letter Willie. Right. What's the fucking matter? All right.
It just looks different.
Yeah, it looks great too. See you later.
Eagles are going to suck this year.
Thanks for the $100 this morning.
It was last night.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about the con.
Made sure that motherfucker got a shout out. Him.
I'm looking for the kind that like are all formed like a fish.
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
over
about?
Over the water bungalows.
That looks like a fish?
No, they're shaped. they're like this. Like they come like they
I'll type that in, Bob, in my Bing.
No, it's the problem of your Bing.
Well, the fish, I don't.
Bubba, what are you talking about?
Over
water, fish, bungalow.
Water.
That look like this.
Is this what you saw when you were microdosing?
How do I draw a picture into Google?
Like this right here.
You're talking about
a heart.
A heart?
I know, I meant heart.
Oh. I'm sorry, Bubba. My fault.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
I see you were book. You're looking to book and take the merch crick there, huh?
Somebody.
A romantic getaway.
Yeah.
The two of you.
Part of the heart.
That you're going to spend about $3,000 a night.
Are you fucking kidding
for
me?
For a couple. But it's all inclusive. But it's
How about the underwater ones they have?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hold on. You can see the fish.
Jamaica, St. Lucia, or Jamaica? Which one do I
want
to go to?
You want to go to St. Lucia.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but which one is... Okay, hold on. Book now.
Yeah, those sandals resorts are expensive.
They're so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it all inclusive?
They're for suckers.
Like food?
Yeah, it's all inclusive.
It's
food,
it is.
Drink.
You don't tip either, do you?
You should go to Hedonism.
What's that?
Where you sent Brent, the swingers place?
Caliente.
I don't think I need to be doing that shit.
They have like keto, one, two, three, four, five.
Oh, I can have orgies every night after dinner.
Yeah.
The women that
you want to have it before. You want to have it before dinner. You don't want to play guess what you had for dinner in an orgy.
Yeah, sorry. Orgy first, then dinner, Bubs.
The women that have me.
You
got to
work up that hunger.
Yeah.
I think that
you have to have an orgy at 11 a.m. because 2, 4, 6, you know?
I think that could all be a problem.
Why?
I like to subscribe. Okay, here, I'm doing a search engine as to what this might cost. How do I hit it? Let me continue.
Continue.
I just put some stupid
Now, remember,
dates
this doesn't include your flights.
No, this has flights on it.
This has got flights on it, supposedly.
Oh, okay. You can, okay.
Oh, now select your room. I want, like, what?
Love Nest?
Butler level or the Love Nest?
It's got to be Love Nest, right? That's got to be the heart-shaped.
Ooh, yeah, and then you have, like, rose petals on the bed.
Oh, it's all sold out. You can't even fucking go.
Well, just pick a different date.
Well, you got
to
go further out. You got to go further out.
Yeah, yeah.
So look like August will be open because that's also hurricane season. So you get a little bit of a deal then.
Frig, yeah.
How about I go up for like January of next year?
Oh yeah, don't do the first week.
No.
That's a holiday week.
News. How about this?
How about like February 14th? Nothing's going on then.
Nobody's looking for a romantic bungalow.
How about right after Christmas? Island.
No, terrible. Yeah. Do the first week in November.
Or first week in November,
nobody travels.
Really?
That's when I went to Baja Mar because that was the friend's 40th and we got a great deal.
All right, so there you go. First week of November for real, nobody travels.
6 days.
Nobody travels.
6 days. Now I got to continue. And I went to Love Nest, right?
Well, of course. That's top level.
What do you mean?
That's like the full service.
No, I want the one that it's out by the water.
Well, there you go. There's some prices up top there.
Yeah.
Oh.
$4,500, is that a night or the whole thing?
Yeah, Love Nest Lagoon. That's it.
Perfect.
Lover's Lagoon, Honeymoon Premium.
Left.
Hold on now. Lover's Lagoon, Honeymoon Premium. I don't need a Lover's Lagoon. Bullshit. Okay,
that's the cheapest one though.
That was the cheapest one. As you go down,
high.
It's
about $1,000 a night.
That's for a regular room, though. If he's talking over water bungalow, it's about $3,000 a
night.
That's
what I would think,
too. What about all you can eat Sloppy Joe's? Where can I get that?
At Larry Plummer's.
All right, this is my room. This is my rat's bullshit.
That's pretty good.
That's just like a hotel room.
That's a fucking Motel 6.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
That's bullshit. I don't want that room.
No, I told you, you got to go down to the bottom, but I don't even know if they're available.
Well, anything past the top is sold out.
Yeah,
all right, I believe. This room right here, room details.
That's still just a regular room.
That's still pathetic.
Yeah. Hold on here. This is for $10,000.
Yeah, fuck.
I mean, it's nice, but...
I mean, it's not $10,000 for two people for six nights. No way.
It comes with a butler. In-room bar with premium liquors, butler service, room service, soaking tubs, blah, blah, blah. Located on the first and second and third levels of the whatever and the Rodney King Bay buildings. This enchanting love nest butler suite features a private patio or balcony overlooking the resort, manicured gardens, and lagoon pool. The master bedroom, blah, blah, fucking blah.
Yeah. But the one that has, the thing is, how about
the one up over the water?
That's it. You got to go to Jamaica. I'm on sandals now. You got to go to Jamaica.
See, Brian already sent me to the
wrong
resort.
No, you said that they had three that you could choose from that had over the water. And I just said St. Lucia is nicer than Jamaica.
Which one do I want to go?
For the heart, it's the Royal Caribbean one.
The Montego Bay?
Yeah, that one.
All right, book now here.
Obviously, you wanted the heart, Brian.
Well, I'll take anyone, as long as it's over the fucking water.
They have a see-through glass floor so you can watch the ocean.
Ooh.
I can watch Merch Creek struggle to try to get back to the surface.
Buzzy and potato chips. Is she going to make it?
After she talked back. After she talked back.
Is she going to make it?
She's in the sea drowning and she has to raise her hand.
Can you drown for 3 minutes and you put this on YouTube?
Stop talking.
So I'm going to do it without flights just to see what the room costs.
All right. Well, I'm going
to
go.
You should go to the Maldives, Bob's.
What's the Maldives?
It takes you 2.5 days to get
there.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's exactly what you're looking for.
The good thing about Jamaica, man, is it's like,
here.
Wow, they are sold out, man.
They're even sold out.
Go to the Maldives, Bubs.
They're even sold out, Brian, for the first week.
Yeah, they're done. You got to go out. We're going to have to go way out for this.
2023?
Yeah, I'm going to look in like February 24.
I'm wondering, too, if like.
If they may not be open yet.
Well, no, or like travel agencies book all these and you have to book through them.
I don't think Sandals would want that because they do a lot of incentives to book directly through them.
Oh, okay.
Like 65% off sales, which is all BS. It's 65% off of made up price.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Too much.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Seven nights in a over the water private island butler honeymoon room for two adults, room only, $25,100.
For six nights?
For seven nights.
Seven nights.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Nice.
That's like $4,000 a night.
That's the original room price is $64,428. You get a $25 online booking credit.
Oh.
A $605 instant credit, and then a 55% off rack rate that brings your price down to $25,000.
Yeah, that's why staying in a fifth wheel in Ocala is vacation for us, my friends.
So it's
cost me nothing. I can even go to the corn dog stand.
So it's $2,000 per night per person, essentially. I said $1,500 a night per person, right, Blitz?
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah, so I wasn't
that.
Too far off.
Even when I had money, I wouldn't have paid that.
No.
No, this is for suckers. This is for those $75,000 millionaires that want to impress, you know, a woman that they can't afford.
Yeah, there you go. What did you think about that?
Plus, they're like right next to each other.
Yeah, it's not the amount of privacy that you would want with something like that.
No, not when you're blasting.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, I stayed in an Overwater Jones in Fiji for our honeymoon.
It was pretty
awesome, but there's a lot of cool places between here and Fiji, right? I mean, we live in an awesome place.
Exactly.
Little Palm Island.
Yeah, it's expensive too, though, brother. Yeah. That's you're talking $3,000 a night also.
It's $3,000 a night.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's the only, like, private secluded island place here in Florida, maybe the U.S. It's unbelievable.
Let me send me a little Palm Island gimmick.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, my eyes.
You can only get there via a boat, so they bring
Where's
it over.
At?
It's down in the Keys.
Key West.
Or it's a plane.
Yeah, or a plane. You can fly in on a
now,
water
is it
plane.
Now, is it a small house or is it a big one where you could go in, like, you know, quarters with some boys?
They have different bungalow suites, but it's really for couples.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I don't think they would appreciate me showing up with my 2-year-old and 1-year-old.
No, they won't even let a kid there.
Yeah, kids are way overrated.
Oh, you wouldn't like it, though, Bubba. There's, like, no TVs.
Ugh.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Just got to drive off the island.
So they have rooms from 550 square feet up to, like, 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
It's cool. The thing is, like, we can drive 10 minutes of it to a nice beach here. Like,
we got
so,
that right here.
Right.
Like, you can go find any kind of beach like that around
here. The thing
here.
About Little Palm Island is...
This is for people who live in New Jersey.
So, no, it's the service is amazing.
Right.
The food is amazing. They bring, you know, it's the experience more than the location.
Of course. Right. But, if you're into, like, fishing and, like I could see that,
scuba.
But... Yeah, it's, whatever.
Like, this would never be me. I could never be... Like, I'm not ever going to be Johnny sitting in a robe with my girl sitting here.
You're in a merch crack in a robe?
Why not?
No, I'm going to be with my sprint car t-shirt with my balls hanging out.
I would love to see you roll up there and see their reactions.
Oh, I used to go to fancy places and roll up straight white trash.
Yeah.
Get off my plane.
Pilot just wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Get off my plane. And pull into the FBO with a big hot, big breasted hot wife with two kids.
Yep.
Rolling some Louis Vuitton luggage and a sprint car t-shirt and flip-flops. Going to the Atlantis with express VIP check-in.
So to get a nice size suite there, with food included, is $4,400. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a welcome champagne. It does not include alcohol.
I'm not a big alcohol guy, as long as I can get some weed.
Oh, it does include weed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you
nice.
Go.
That's a good idea.
For real.
Yeah.
Well,
welcome joint?
Well, I got to think that in Jamaica is...
It's part of the culture.
Yeah, it very much is part of the culture. But what I'm saying
is it
is
legal in
it's not legal
yet?
In Jamaica.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's illegal.
It's illegal there. It's a part of the culture, but it's not like an open
Jamaica
part.
Jamaica as a country...
I'm sure you could pay someone off.
Hold on, but Jamaica as a country, Brian needs to... look into the additional tourism if they could offer joint, you know, they could offer weed.
Well, do you know what the fine is, though, Blitz? If you get caught with 56.6 grams, it's $5 U.S.
Yeah,
it's a $500 Jamaican dollars.
You can afford that.
$5 U.S. if you get caught with weed.
And it's kind of always been that way. But the thing, I agree with you, Bubba, the problem is, like, you can go to, like, Colorado and California and stuff like that now and do the same thing.
When Brent went to Jamaica, Brent said that he got off the plane, got in his cab... to take him to his resort. It was like a 40-minute ride.
Right.
And the guy turns around and said, do you need anything?
Oh, yeah.
And Brent's like, yeah, I do. The guy's like, what do you need? And Brent goes, I need, you know, weed.
They say smoky there.
Whatever. The guy stopped at the 7-Eleven and brought Brent a bud that was the size of a banana, literally the size of a small banana, for like $70. And the bud was like that big.
Don't they like swim up to you on the beach and stuff too? Because there's some kind of weird rule. Like if they're X amount of distance off the beach, then it's legal or something. Like,
yeah,
not,
I don't know.
Some weird
the first person.
Yeah.
weed snorkel dash, Uber dash, Uber Eats, Door Dash, Door Weed or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But Brent said the minute, the first thing his cab driver was trying to sell him drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And then took him right to the 7-Eleven, went behind the 7-Eleven. Saw a guy and came back out and didn't even try to like hide it and handed it right to Brent.
Right.
That's service right there.
And they've been like that for a long time.
Medical marijuana is legal there.
And you got lots of medical issues.
But
so
what I'm saying though, Brian,
fine.
Is, you know, the tourism industry for Jamaica, if they, you know, like for instance, what it did for Colorado and what it did for California, what it did for
Amsterdam
Oregon.
For many years used to be like that. People right. fly from here to Amsterdam just to be able to smoke in coffee shops.
Yeah. Like, hey, man,
fuck hookers.
Amsterdam had a problem with it though, because people would go there and act the fool, jump out of windows on mushrooms. It was,
yeah, not with weed though. They had,
not with weed, but
they
with
had
the
problems
other
with
drugs.
Hard drugs.
Yeah. The hard drugs, you really, if you're going to have a hard drug policy, you really need to have it for like residents only. So people, you know, are responsible.
They can bang hookers too.
Well, the U.S. Virgin Islands weed's legal, so you can just go there.
Let's go there.
Is it really?
Did you see where the next wave of legalization is going to be the mushroom psychedelic deal?
Yeah.
They need to. The health benefits are there, man, for PTSD and all of that. It's exceptional.
And ketamine.
And they're going to use the same template, you know, that they did for marijuana for the mushroom psychedelic kind of deal.
Yep.
And they're saying that it's, 3 to 4 years behind. It's now already, I think, been established in, I think, California, Oregon, maybe Washington. The use of, like, which states have, you know, legal psychedelic laws?
I think just Washington Oregon. State or Portland or Oregon, yeah.
I think it's Oregon.
So it's, I mean, you know, it starts with that, right? And then, mm-hmm. I mean.
And then it spreads.
And then it spreads. Do you think Florida will ever be recreational?
Marijuana?
Marijuana?
Eventually.
Yeah. Within the next decade. Yeah.
The question is, when's it going to be federally?
It's so funny because all of them talk it.
I know they do.
Here's what stops them. Law enforcement. They have so much money tied up with the war on drugs that they can't afford. If you make it legal, then they lose the excuse for that funding.
And revenue.
It's not law. It's the revenue. It's the funding and the revenue.
Listen, man, that most local municipalities are very much funded by their CC. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Their seizure department of drugs.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mm. And for instance, Denzel was in the Drug Enforcement Bureau of his county, and they would get, anywhere between $5 and $7 million cash.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
From drug dealers off the streets, and they get to keep, like, I think either half or all of that, plus all the vehicles, jet skis, guns that they have equity in.
Oh, the civil forfeiture stuff is total BS.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I'm saying
total
is like...
BS.
Yeah.
It's legalized theft by the government.
I'll say they should get none of that.
Wait a minute. So the department gets it? The city gets it? Who gets it?
So here's how it happens. The department... Each department has a little bit more of an aggressive seizure department than the others, but the real aggressive ones, like Denzel used to one, if you had more than $4,000 equity in the vehicle that they seized, they got it. They would go and buy
it. Who is they?
The
department.
Department.
Oh.
A lot of drug dealers, have their stuff owned outright. So if you owned it outright, they instantaneously took the title and possessed it. If you had a truck that was worth $30,000 and you only owed $20,000, they would go to the bank and pay it off, and then they would either flip it or use it as a take-home vehicle for some of their detectives.
Or
but boats
seen,
and houses seen, and everything.
Yeah, you've seen the cop cars that are Lamborghinis
right.
in South Beach in California
right.
and stuff like that.
Oh. It's those all, are all, it's those all are from Caesars.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen that?
And
no.
then a
no.
lot of times, Anna, they'll,
it's or less common now.
Or they'll auction it off. They'll have the guy have a brand new $300,000 paid for cigarette boat that they seize in a drug deal.
And you call Dan, you're like, hey, guess what we got?
And they sell it for $85,000, $90,000,
$100,000. Mm-hmm.
And that goes immediate to the and that helped fund a lot of police chiefs and stuff use that as a bottom line funding. For their agency, they rely
that's
on
just
that
breed corruption.
Oh God,
Jesus!
And they go right to the judge, and isn't it a big rubber stamp deal, Brian? Like
of
it
course.
Is. I mean, it's not a big deal at all.
I mean, the relationship between law enforcement, the state attorney's office, and judges is usually pretty cushy, especially the smaller town you get.
Yeah.
And if the drug dealer's if he's in jail, I mean, I don't think there's no way to oppose it, is there?
I mean, they try. But they've seized all their assets, so there's a lot of times they can't even afford to buy a lawyer.
Yeah, so like
buy
if
a lawyer,
yeah.
to, retain a lawyer.
And
they own a lawyer already.
You,
probably.
You might know this one, Brian. Come on.
Kanye West barred from performing on the. He's completely lost his shit, has he not?
So I think what we're seeing with him is this is brain injury at 100% from his major accident back in the day that he has. I guarantee you if they ran a brain scan on him, they would find an excessive amount of traumatic brain damage in him.
Water on the brain.
I mean, he got into a horrific accident. That's where the song Through the Wire, Through the Limit, Through the Pain.
I listened to it last week.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think what we're seeing is a guy who probably wasn't totally there to begin with and then had a traumatic brain injury.
Or he's batshit crazy in conjunction with having a traumatic brain injury because he's going batshit crazy on this Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian to the point where now, the Grammys aren't even going to allow him to be a presenter because they think he's going to go batshit crazy.
And I think 38,000 people have signed a petition so that he doesn't perform at Coachella.
Oh, really?
Like ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the basis for them not wanting him there? Like, why
because,
are they trying to
cancel because he
him?
Was friends with Trump?
I mean, that's stupid.
No, it's dumb. But well, I'm just saying. What
I don't get that, but whatever.
Through the Wire. Great song.
I don't even. Brian knows it. I don't even know it. I never
We've
heard.
Listened to it like three times
since
last week.
Yeah, we can't play it now, though.
Yeah. No, we can't play it
no,
now.
No, we played it on 199 twice.
Copyright Willie.
Did you know that, Bubba? You're playing songs back to back. You didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Neither did you.
Huh? Yeah, we did. We just didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, you played the same song twice, and we're all like, Bubba, we didn't like it. Yeah, but you're going
to
like this one. Well, no,
they
I only play the songs that they give me.
And that was the one Reagan said no.
Reagan said no, and then you said, okay, we'll go to the next one. You played
like
the same
Reagan.
One again. You go, bet you like this one.
Like Reagan was of sound mind, my friend.
Well, this is before she was lifeless in a swivel chair.
That's why she got crazy.
Brian, what was your madness level of the swimmer, NCAA.
Yeah, Brian. How mad were you?
What's your opinion on that?
As a father of a young girl, I am not happy with the decisions that are being made by the NCAA in the swimming.
And when does it end? Like, when do they
when
tell people,
people
no?
When get angry about it. Right.
When can they tell somebody no?
Here's how lesbians get involved because they get pissed. Here's where it could have been nipped in the bud immediately. When they got to the finals and all the seven other girls in the finals did not jump in the pool.
There you go.
Yep.
That's the way you stop it. You have to have the people from within who are the victims here.
Oh, that would have been funny. They go, ready.
Set, go. And they all just stand there.
Stand
or they
there.
Pull a sign out that says,
something.
Real girls only.
Whatever,
or something.
Whatever they got sneeze. Going.
Lappy Lappy Smurf.
But
must have pink mice. Must produce pink mice.
Cannot have testicles.
Or rudder.
Or no. A peanut. No dicks in the pool!
But this is... See, this is where...
That's
all the sign they needed.
Well, she does have a penis and testicles.
She has a dick!
Does she still have a penis?
No, yes, she does.
No dicks in the pool. Say it, Anna.
No dicks in the pool!
For this race.
At least
when the boys come up, put all the dicks you want in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you're right. You know what, Brian? That would have been the best ever had the girls just stood there, folded their arms, whipped out a sign, and then said, you know what, let that bitch win first place because we're not doing it.
This is where the media, though, feeds on a culture war that doesn't exist.
Yep.
98% of sane human beings are all in lockstep on this one. You know, I'm pretty progressive. Okay, I know some progressive people. None of us think that transitioning men should be competing against women in sports. Nobody.
Nobody. You're a misogynist.
No, so, it's because I'm a feminist.
So why is it allowed to happen?
I don't know, Bubba.
Yeah,
I don't
why
know.
Where's
the loophole in
because
this,
because people are afraid to by themselves stand up and say this
That's
is wrong
the thing.
Because
if
they'll get
all
canceled.
Those what they did was they asked those girls individually, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And all the competitors are like, I'm just here to compete. I'll compete against anybody. If they had all gotten together and none of them jumped in the pool, it would have been over. There would we're not having this conversation ever again. It's up to the participants to take the stand and say, we're not having our dreams ripped away from us. We're not having our opportunities taken away from us in an unfair manner. Now, you want to start a transitioning competition level? That's fine. Go for it. But you can't impede. Your rights stop where my rights begin. Okay, and so as a girl participating in those swim meets, they have a right to have a fair race. And so, yes, that Leah, whatever her name is,
Thomas,
has a right to transition, and she should have a right
Absolutely.
To swim competitively against similarly situated people.
Yeah, right. All four
like,
of them.
I shouldn't be able to identify as an 8-year-old and go dominate basketball.
Man, I'm thinking about doing that, too, man. I could really be Wilt Distill.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Wilt Distill, a running back.
Yeah, I'm thinking about being a running back on a Pee Wee football team and being like just Earl Campbell through everybody.
Right.
It's absurd. I completely support their right to transition.
Those little
and
bastards
be
might get me every
are.
Once in a while if they get my ankles, you know, but allow me. I'm gonna average 12 yards a carry.
Easy.
I'm completely for... people being able to transition and be who they really believe that they are. That is your right. I don't care. I would never get upset about that.
Right.
Like, I don't care. I don't freaking care. What I care about is other people's rights being infringed upon because you feel like your rights need to be superior to theirs. That's not what it should be. And that's the problem I have with what happened with the NCAA. This
but
is
the,
a manufactured issue, though. Let's be clear.
The NCAA is allowing it to happen, though, Brian. The NCAA
absolutely.
Could
they
have
are.
Some
they
big, hold on.
They could have stood
have
up.
Some guy like you that has some balls about himself and say exactly what you just said as the NCAA. They could. But
absolutely.
Why don't they?
I have no. I am baffled by their decision.
They did the focus group study, and they say that we're going to lose advertisers if we do that.
Then lose your advertisers. You'll gain more back in support. This is a. This is not a controversial issue.
I know.
This is a manufactured controversy.
And you'd think people who are involved in elite sports would at least freaking know that.
I mean, didn't Caitlyn Jenner say it best?
Yeah, yes. She was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
But everyone
now,
hates
Caitlyn
Jenner.
And here's the deal, though. But okay. Maybe everybody hates Caitlyn Jenner. But if there was one person, if there was one person that really has, not legal, but the standing to be able to speak about this topic, and that is
an Olympic gold medalist.
Who was the greatest male athlete at his time, during his time.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of the decathlon.
76.
It's the most spread out, you know, it's involved strength, endurance, running, it's,
yes.
You know, it's everything.
All of the best all-around athlete.
He was the best overall athlete in the entire world.
Yep.
And for him, she now has really one of the very few people that could give you an honest opinion and a real opinion. You should listen to what she has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she say?
She's against it.
Right.
Yeah,
she was like, men's hands are bigger,
advantage.
Men's muscles are bigger.
Heart's bigger, limbs are longer.
Lungs are bigger.
Things that are irreplaceable or irreversible once you go through puberty.
People think she's a quack because how she, her the, political beliefs.
The most ridiculous argument.
I actually think Caitlyn Jenner, I liked that commercial that we watched.
The hype video?
Yeah.
That was freaking awesome.
I actually think that she would be a good governor.
Better than freaking Newsom.
Brian, what say you?
I mean, I don't know about all that, but
what do you mean?
I mean, I don't know what her stance is on a lot of. I don't know enough about her as a candidate to comment on how she would be as a politician.
Hi, who's this?
I know she killed a dude.
Hello.
I think it was a woman.
Or a chick.
Maybe a baby.
Go ahead, you're on the air. Brian with his schmarky bullshit.
Well, she did.
She killed somebody by accident.
She had like a DUI manslaughter or something.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think
DUI.
She was proven to be DUI.
No. It was like a.
Anyway, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, it's wrestling coach from Illinois. Going back to the transgender, this has been going on for 5 or 6 years now. There's a kid in Texas that's a wrestler, born a boy, transgendered a girl, and won 2 or 3 state titles as a transgender girl in the girls' state tournaments.
Hold on, but wrestled girls, biological girls, not biological boys?
Yes.
I didn't know there was biological girl wrestling.
You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. It's the biggest growing sport in the country right now.
Okay. Well, I think that's a bunch of bullshit because I think that person has a distinct advantage over the female-born wrestlers. And, again, this is just going right back to the issue at hand.
Yeah. Like I said, it's 4 or 5 years ago. My son's a wrestler in college. He graduated. But that was going on. He won 2 or 3 state titles in Texas as a transgender girl wrestling girls.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the insight. I mean, Brian, if you are the dad of a girl that gets second place to a person that identifies as a girl,
mm-hmm.
and most recently was a boy,
mm-hmm.
and has boy features and strength
such
and
as
hand
balls,
size and
such as a dick,
I would be mad as hell. I'd be like, my girl was the fastest or best girl there today, but we got beat by somebody
that's
that,
our cup.
that identifies as a girl but was, you know, and physically not so much a girl. That ruins more of real girls' dreams than improves the lives of those that believe there's something else. Isn't there far more people on the real girl side of things?
I don't think
than on
I
the
have
fake girl
really
side of things?
Heard anybody.
There was one, but wasn't she eliminated from social media that came out?
I mean, yes, I really haven't
Virginia
heard
Tech girl.
One real voice actually support this lunacy. I haven't heard it. So that's what I'm saying is how is this? It's the NCAA's fault. They should have led from the front on this. And like Anna said, all of these organizations are petrified that they're going to be called. No, you can address the issue in a way that is careful, thoughtful, and sympathetic to those who are transitioning. But
yeah, they should just have a boycott. Brian's right. Just say these girls are like, I'm not competing. This is bullshit.
If I was a girl, you are literally taking away my opportunity to win. I'm not going to bother competing. It's a farce. It's not a real competition. So Leah Thompson was, I think, like the 450th
462.
Ranked,
462.
You, swimmer in the men's when
as
she
a
was
boy,
as a boy
man.
And now she's the number one woman. Give me a break. It's that just shows that is
the
exhibit A for
man,
the,
I wish.
The advantage.
And don't forget
that,
she grew up as a boy, as a man,
all the way through puberty,
all the way through puberty,
in college as a man,
but gained all that advantage of being a man and the higher testosterone and all that.
The most ridiculous argument, absolute ridiculous false equivocation I've heard is that, well, Michael Phelps had a lot of physical advantages over his competitors. Yes, but he didn't gain those advantages by
being
changing
a different species.
His not species, but by changing his
no species.
By
right,
changing
Phelps.
His sex.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
By trying to change his gender classification.
She's like, my mom, I made a mistake, and she tells me it's still okay.
No, you're right.
It's okay, Bubs.
It's okay.
There are
going to
be people
ladies
who come across it naturally.
It can be species for you, my
no,
love.
No, I agree with Brian.
Yeah,
it's I agree with you too. But here's the problem,
but
Brian.
The people that are getting canceled are being assholes about it. Okay, so you can't say, "Oh, anybody speaking out against this is being canceled." That's not true.
No,
they're being assholes. They're being transphobic. They're being hateful. You don't have to be those things to speak out against this.
But it is more fun.
Well, now hold on. The problem that exists here is they didn't have. The girls that competed, the other 8 or 9 or how many girls in the event, or in the various events. I wish they would have had a dad like you that would rallied up these girls and said, girls, if you really want to have a competition amongst yourself, then don't dive in the pool when the gun goes off. Then you can start to have a discussion with the sanctioning body. The sanctioning body here, the NCAA, might actually listen if you do that. Because at that point, you just fucking called them out. Mm-hmm. Am I right, B?
Yeah, absolutely. You've taken back the issue. You've right. taken back the power, and you've shown a united front on this.
Yep.
Rather than being afraid on your own, and it is tough to speak out on it. I'm even a little worried. You don't want to say the wrong thing, right?
Right.
We're not saying the wrong thing.
No kids in the pool.
I didn't look. You're not as worried, but
we're not worried because. We're sticking up for girls.
But don't.
And
but,
we're telling
but the
people
other side
that.
No, we are worried, though. We
but
have
the
to
other
be careful.
Side of this is people are not getting canceled because they think that she shouldn't be swimming against girls. People are being canceled because they're being hateful. They're being transphobic.
Yeah,
they're being
not.
Misogynistic. So no. that is not part and parcel. That's not the same thing as what we're talking
That's
about.
That's not our position
no.
at all.
We're being respectful.
Our position is. Of just physical attributes, it's not fair to the girls that are girls.
Right.
When a guy does a last-minute switch willie for obviously selfish personal gains, it's to me, in my opinion, you have far more victims, the poor girls that are being subjected to this, than one person that's transitioning. I mean, this person is this. You know what? I'll say it. Mm. The problem is. What's her name? Leah Thompson?
Yeah.
Thomas.
Leah Thomas is the problem. Leah Thomas is the one that's trying to destroy these girls' dreams. Because Leah Thomas had the opportunity to do it one way or the other, and she chose to do it this way. But this way
she's
is
gonna
not...
transition and playing with the boys.
It's not fair to far more many people than being fair to her is. But God forbid you call her out and call her a cheater. Because she is a cheater. You're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You're gaming and cheating. You're cheating innocent girls who have trained all their lives for this opportunity to be taken away in kind of a dick move.
Well, I don't really
no
blame her.
Intended.
That's the policy of the NCAA. They set a certain level of testosterone or estrogen and testosterone that you have to meet, and she was qualifying, even though that those regulations are bogus.
Well, the regulations are bogus because the development has already occurred. That's
right.
the issue. You
and
have.
The level and we learned this when we were watching more plates.
You
could
squirt some estrogen juice in you real fast. And
yeah, but also the amount of testosterone that you're allowed to have to compete as a woman is like what Blitz like 10 times 200, higher
288
which is that's like the low end for male.
Yeah,
I know. Still
healthy. Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. So you could be like a legit like normal male testosterone but compete in the women's race.
And for a girl right. that's jacked 280.
And by the way, they test you like weeks out, so technically you can suppress it and then stop it.
Look,
yeah.
We just need to stop the insanity. Stop, as Susan Powder said, stop the madness, stop the insanity.
Who's that?
She was way back in. She was like a 1990s workout guru lady.
And she had like real short hair, and she actually kind of pulled it off. Hi, who's this? Yeah. You're on the air.
Hey, Bubba, it's Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Oh, great.
Hey, Alan's my new friend, okay? Alan's working on something for me. That's all we're saying.
Alan, Alan's wife does this. I mean,
she's
in the game.
She's a what?
She is in the game. And I'll tell you, my brother, you know, he's I've called into the sports show. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Because they won the equivalent of, like, the Little League World Series when he was 12. He's got a letter from Clinton. But his team, when they were 13- and 14-year-old boys, they played the women's Olympic team that went on to win the gold medal in the 1998 Olympics. And they were supposed to have this whole game at Middlebury College and then a meet-and-greet with the girls afterwards. And these 13- and 14-year-old boys beat them 9-0. The girls only got 6 shots on goal. They loaded on the bus and left. And
it's happened a few times.
What year was this?
This was before the 98 Olympics.
Yeah, I'm going to say by now, the women's team, it wouldn't happen like that. But at the time, it was an emerging sport. But we see it all the time. The
and 16, like soccer.
The 16 and up men's national team or boys soccer teams beat the women's
yeah.
team. There are physiological advantages that can't be overcome. No woman is beating LeBron James at basketball.
It's
None.
Not happening.
It's not happening
You're
ever.
Not going to find a woman that's going to be a running back in the NFL. You're just not. I mean, I'm
it's,
sorry.
Yeah,
you're not.
The
you're not
going to
find a
there.
Woman that's going to be a left tackle for the Green Bay Packers. You're not going to find a woman that's going to be even...
And that's okay. People get all upset about it.
The best WNBA player, the best...
Yes.
Is not going to be a reserve player on the Pacers.
The best swimmer in the Olympics would be the 25th best male swimmer.
That's still... That's amazing.
Fucking amazing.
That's amazing.
No, just on the Olympic team.
I know,
team,
but
yeah,
I'm saying that's fucking amazing.
That's just because that sport's a little bit more even because it's in body size and you're smaller as a girl.
But like lung capacity
into,
and...
You get into real physical things, you know?
But that's amazing, even that. Like, I would have thought it was way, way bigger disparity.
Well, that's like the Michael Jordan of swimming, though.
Right.
Yeah, but any of these women in these elite sports would beat 99.999% of men in the normal population. But obviously, if you're talking about elite athletes, they don't come close to the men.
And your wife's in this world, is she not?
Yeah, she's
Alan?
The best bowler in the world. Oh.
What's that?
They're talking about babies.
No, Alan's wife.
Sorry.
Alan's wife.
My wife is a good bowler.
Yeah.
No, your wife. Your wife works on transitioning people, right?
Yeah, she created the whole curriculum for UC.
Right. I mean,
for what? For the hormones or what?
No, how it's taught. So, like UCLA, USC, all these schools, Harvard, Yale—they all take her curriculum now and are applying it in the med schools.
Like what curriculum? So though? I'm confused. Right. For transitioning?
There's a whole transgender curriculum that they're teaching in med school now. On how to handle everything.
Like psychologically, physically?
Everything. Yep.
Okay.
Alan, I'll talk to you later today.
Bye.
Right. Hey, Alan's my buddy. Alan's working on something for me.
Alan's great.
Yeah.
I like Alan. Like
time he's contributed.
He, honest to God, trust me, he's really, really working on something pretty cool for me.
Oh, sorry.
That could work out for all of us.
Oh.
Hello. So the official ruling now, Lummy, is to be super cool to Alan.
Oh, yeah. We love
Alan. Lummy loves Alan.
Till further notice. Okay. And that shouldn't be a smart ass thing. That's a shoot. That's 200.
100% shooting.
Hello. Go ahead. Blitz, don't start with your boxing bullshit.
My name's Leah Thomas. Listen, I won that swim meet fair and square, and y'all know it.
All right.
Yeah. Those other girls don't have the training that I got,
right.
The drive that I got.
Breaker 1-9, bring it home.
Yeah, we don't.
And I'll stuff those bitches in a locker.
All right, we're good. Yeah, we're good on that, Bubba.
That's why I got rid of him. Thanks for telling me how to do my show.
I'm
wanted
just
to make him ass
looking out for you.
Yeah,
don't want you to lose your last platform.
If I do, I'll be asking for a loan.
I know. That's why I don't want it. We're you can come in. Live with me and my seven other.
Bubba, you can roommate.
Bubba, you should spend a night with them.
I'll tell you what, man.
Bubba, just do a sleepover.
I get those old people whipped right into shape.
Yeah,
I have
them
all out doing lawn work the next day.
My back hurts. My fingers hurt. Well, now your back's going to hurt,
Here,
Granny.
Take one of these. You'll be fine.
Bubba, you can have.
We're all going to get high, first of all.
Everybody put their pills in a pile. I'm going to get to choose what I want.
No. First of all, I'm going to give them all gummies, okay? I'm going to give them all gummies and get them all nice and tuned up, and then we're going to go do lawn work.
And guess what, Bubs? You can have three dinners because everybody eats at different times.
That's
you
true.
Can eat with all of them.
Thanks. Yep. What now? How do
when's
they?
When's third dinner?
How do they? Within the three dinners that are cooked at your house, your parents' dinner, your parents' dinner. I mean, I'm sorry, your wife's parents' dinner, your parents' dinner, and then your dinner. What's the different type of food taste? Like, are some of them like me, meat eaters? Are some of them?
Yeah. There's a wide array. Everybody in the house is. I'm just a pescatarian. Everybody else, so I'll eat tofu or fish for dinner typically. But everybody else eats meat on the reg. So just on any given night, you'll have like a pasta and meatballs or sausage dish from one of them. My wife and I subscribe to a food program called Real Eats. And it's all sealed, and you just...
microwave it?
You cook it in the boiling water, so you don't use the microwave. Yeah. You kind of sous vide it.
Right. Hold on.
And,
you don't like using the microwave? Are you got like Johnny Microwave?
No, it tastes better out of the boiling water.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a Johnny Microwave.
No, I will microwave it, but it tastes better out of the boiling water, and it's designed. That's the ideal way to eat food.
Right. What's the reason why you don't eat like chicken and stuff?
It's environmental and... You know, the treatment of the animals and
but you're okay
health.
With eating fish?
I'm getting to the point where I don't want to anymore. And
okay.
I'm trying to wean myself off. It's so freaking hard.
How about mushrooms?
I gotcha.
Once you eliminate it. And I don't want to eat all these Franken meats that they're coming out with either.
No, I know.
So
okay.
I was just wondering.
I had some nice sirloin hamburgers last night, buddy.
I thought those were good, weren't they,
buddy? I seized them all up. Then I put some American cheddar cheese on it. Then I put a little piece of butter on it. Then I air fried. I do final air fry finish.
Now, do you use like Kraft singles?
Yeah.
Ew!
There you go, Bubba.
Disgusting.
Oh, that's a real
plastic
bad
cheese.
Oh God.
I love it.
Burger. Tastes good as hell to
it
me.
It does, Bubba. I'm with you on that.
And it melts. Cheddar?
It melts perfect. It right perfect. Over hamburger.
It's so
yeah,
good.
Because it's plastic.
No.
Plastic me up, buddy.
Yeah. It fits
well,
right on top
I think
of
we're
it.
Pretty much done for the day. I showed Brian a few of my lawsuits he's looking into.
Nice.
And, Brian, gonna be busy for a while?
No, we got this. It's no big deal. Ain't nothing but a thing.
Yeah, Brian.
I already just took down Valley National Bank, so bring on the next one.
Oh, Brian, I wouldn't be saying that. Oh, yeah. It'd be a good time for us to say goodbye, Blitzy. Appreciate you, everybody. We'll
Sue
be back
me.
Tomorrow.
Sue me.